episode 746, The Special Carbohydrate.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you got your wellness cap on because it is time to elevate your health. It's time to level it up, figuring out, okay, what's going to work for my body and physical fitness? What's going to work with my nutrition? And today we're talking about the special carbohydrate. Oh yes, carbohydrates. It's like the naughty word, isn't it? So stay tuned for that. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in every day. Also, if you're wanting to get and kind of have more of a community and a support around you, I want to remind you of a group that we have. Now, this is only for women. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Of course, the link is in the show notes. But if you're wanting a group of women to come around you, click on that link, request to join, and I will approve your quote-unquote membership. It's not a membership. It's free, and it's my way of giving back. I try to do what I can. We're building here at Create Your Now. You're talking to the one who's behind the email. So you send me an email, I'm the one who's answering them. You put a request into Facebook or on Twitter or on LinkedIn. It is me. So sometimes you have to be a little extra patient with me. But you know what? God has been so good. And I just celebrate him today and I celebrate you today. And I want you to celebrate yourself. As Wellness Wednesday, we need to begin to really look at is what is going, what do we need to do to optimize our health so we can do and live out our dreams? Because sometimes what happens is we have these dreams, but we don't have the body to go with those dreams. And I'm not talking about weight. I'm not talking about being a perfect size. I am talking about working at your optimum, okay? Working within what makes you best, your greatest, not comparing it to somebody else. I'm a woman who's had 5 children. Do you think I'm going to look good next to a woman who's had no children? I don't think so. She is not going to have the kangaroo pouch. And if so, well, at least I have the excuse, right? So again, it's not about comparison. It's about finding what is working for you and your body so you can live out your dreams and make them a reality. So today we're talking about the special carbohydrate. Carbohydrates actually get a bad rap. Don't you think? I mean, you know, for me, oh, they just don't do this body good. And I got to tell you, before we go too deep into this conversation, I want you to understand that one size does not fit all. So I'm saying this in generalizations. Understand that you always need to be working with your medical provider, your physician, going to them with questions, asking them, do you think this would work for me? Going and ask to get tested if you're not sure of where your levels are, et cetera. You need to know your body because you are unique in that. So back to carbohydrates. They do get a bad rap, don't they? However, there's the special carbohydrate that all of us should have within our nutritional diet. Now, does that mean that we all have to have the same amount? Oh, no. But that special carbohydrate is fiber. Oh, yes, it is. Fiber is different from simple carbohydrates. Now, let's break it down, okay? And we're going to try to keep it as simple as possible. Simple carbohydrates are broken down and digested rapidly, okay? So think about them as refined sugars with very few essential vitamins and minerals. Some examples are like your white table sugar, your fruit juice, your brown sugar, soft drinks, corn syrup, okay? Those all ring a bell. So if that's in your diet, that's not good. I'm just saying, okay? So those are things that you want to not have a lot of, if any of, because they're simple carbohydrates. Now, we're all about the simple part here, right? The keep it simple strategy. But in this case, simple is not beneficial. Now, you've got to understand why we're talking about fiber as being an important role in optimizing your health. The average American, okay, we're talking about American here, consumes less than 15 grams of fiber per day. Women, you are needing 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. Men, you need 30 to 38 grams. Now, of course, that's going to depend on your size, your height, your weight, where you are, what you're doing, your activity level, also your genes, what runs in the pool, okay, of your family, where you've come from. All of that plays a part. So I can't sit here and tell you this is exactly the number you need. I don't have that answer. But guess what? You do. You have to listen to your body. You have to know how you feel after you eat certain foods. You have to listen to the noises that it makes or the noises that it doesn't make. I mean, if you've got coyotes going off in your tummy when you eat something, that's a red flag. Those are not good things going, woohoo, this is a party down here. It's going, I'm strangling myself. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. But it only knows how to cry out like the sound of coyotes. My tummy does that a lot. I'm just saying. So let's talk about how fiber supports you, because that's important that we understand where this special carbohydrate fits into optimizing your health. Number one, it helps improve bowel function. We all need good bowels. TMI, I know, but we got to have them. So we got to talk about them. If you're having bowel issues, you maybe need to be looking at your fiber content or lack thereof. Or believe it or not, you may be in having too much fiber, okay? Or the wrong kinds of fiber. I know it gets complicated. Stick with me. So that's one support for you. It helps improve your bowel function. Number two, it reduces the risk of colon cancer. Number three, it helps to stabilize your blood sugar. We all need to be stable, don't we? We don't need this roller coaster, these high ups and downs real quick. Think about it. When you eat or drink those juices or that soda pop, what happens? Whoop, 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 whoop. You're like going on high energy and all of a sudden crash. Okay? Those are the spikes that we're talking about. That's not what fiber does to you. It helps to stabilize your blood sugar. Number four, it helps to reduce high blood pressure. We all need a reduction in that. Life is stressful enough. When life happens, man, what happens to our blood pressure? It goes up. So anything we can do to reduce our high blood pressure, and if it runs in your family, that's something that you need to be aware of. You need to be taking in some dietary fiber. Number five, reduces your LDL cholesterol. And number six, it keeps your digestive tract moving. We need to keep things moving. Our body was not meant to consume it and not, you know, get rid of it. It comes in one way and it goes out the other way. And there's a one way in, technically. We want it only to go in one way and come out the other way, okay? Now, if you're sick, obviously sometimes things happen. I hope you're not eating breakfast right now or listening to this over lunch. I won't go into too much detail on that, but you get my drift, right? So let's talk about the digestion and how it impacts digestion. High fiber foods take longer to chew. And that's a really good thing. Now, it's not really good when you're sitting here going, Christiane, I only have 5 minutes to eat. But you see, our brain needs to be told that it's getting fed. And it does this by a systematic approach, as in we're chewing our food, chemicals then are released, messages sent to the brain saying, oh, something is happening here. I need to pay attention. And you continue to eat. When you're having to chew your foods longer, it's giving that opportunity for everything to communicate what? To the brain, which is an awesome thing because it says, I'm full. Ever had that feeling that, gosh, I just ate, but I don't feel full. I'm hungry again. Well, part of that is because you either ate too fast or you ate the wrong type of foods, both of which we are very guilty of here in Western civilization, okay? It's just, you know, our modernized world does that to us. So we have to be aware of that. Now, once when we're done chewing and we're in the stomach, the fiber absorbs water and creates bulk. Think of it as a sponge. Now, don't eat a sponge though, okay? Because that has no fiber in it. I'm just saying. But when you do this, okay, this is going to aid in satiation, you feeling full. You want that full factor within you. So the fiber that you eat absorbs the water and it bulks up. So it gets bigger. Okay. Now, for some of you, you're like, well, is that why I get bloated? Well, it depends on what you're eating. Technically, yes. Some foods that you're eating may be causing you to be bloated or gassy. Believe it or not, broccoli is an excellent fibrous food. But for some people, it's very gassy to them. and can cause constipation. Now, is that for everybody? No, maybe for the mass majority, it has no effect on that. But for some people, it does. So it, again, one size does not fit all. You have to learn and understand your body. So now we've gone from, you know, chewing it to the stomach. Now we're going into the small intestines. You didn't know you were going to have this full anatomy here. But I'm telling you, the special carbohydrate is very simple, in fact, that we need it, and it helps our overall health. So back to the small intestines. Through the colon area, fiber is moving things along. It keeps it going. It's kind of like that train. It just keeps pushing it through, and we want things to keep going. It's also where the fermentation process begins, which is vital to gut health. Now, that's for another episode. We're not going to get into those details, but we've got to have good gut health, okay? Because there are benefits now, both in soluble and insoluble fiber. So let's keep it simple and let's break them down. Soluble fiber is this. Think of apples, berries, flax seeds. Okay, soluble fiber provides food to the good army of bacteria in your gut. This is gut-healthy bacteria that pushes out the bad bacteria. You want to have a good army. We think of bacteria as being bad, but in our gut health, we've got to have that bad bacteria to fight off the really bad stuff. So it's good bacteria. Technically, we see bacteria as bad, so you could call it bad, but it's our good army, okay? Not to confuse you. And with this good army, it helps to make vitamins like vitamin K and some vitamin B. That's your soluble fiber. Then you have insoluble fiber, okay? Insoluble means what? It can't be, you know, melted down, so to speak, reduced by water, okay? Soluble fiber can be broken down. Insoluble fiber cannot. It comes in that way. It goes out that way, if you know what I mean, okay? No extra TMI here. I'll keep the pictures in your own head. I won't be descriptive here on the mic. So back to insoluble fiber, it's more like a grate made for cleaning. Think of it as a broom. It's going to clean out the intestines, and it's easier for your gut then to absorb the fermented products from the soluble fiber. So you got to have both. You just can't work off of one or the other. Now, some of us have messed with our gut so bad that it is so messed up, been there, done that, that we have to go through kind of a gut healing. And there's ways to do that. Now, we're not going to go into depth on this episode in regards to that, but you can do some searches on yourself, and that will be something that we will add in later on down the road in an episode. So you got soluble fiber, you got insoluble fiber. It's all important. It's the special carbohydrate. So if you're not getting enough fiber, which most likely you're not, the Mayo Clinic recommends adding some of the following into your daily consumption: whole grains, fruits, vegetables, beans, peas, and other legumes, nuts, and seeds. Those are all great examples of ways where you can get good fiber. Now, one thing I've got to tell you here, because you heard the word grain, and you're like, but I have whole grain. Do you really have whole grain? Because a lot of us, when we think we're eating something that's white bread, it says whole grain, you're not having whole grain. You need to become a label reader. It is very important that you understand what you are putting in your body. And the more you can get down to the most natural state of what you eat and the original state of how it was composed by God Himself, that is the best way. God made it. You can eat it. That's always been my saying. And that is the keep it simple strategy, okay? That's your kiss. God made it, you can eat it. But I want you to understand, though, how the grains work, because some of you can't eat grains. Now, for me, my body can't handle a lot of grains. It kind of goes freaky on me. I can handle very, 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 very little, and I have to be very cautious of the ones that I put in my body. But one thing you need to understand, that you need to stay clear of refined or processed foods like canned fruit, canned vegetables, your fruit juices. Oh yeah, how many of us have bought our little ones fruit juices? I'm guilty. I'm raising my hand too. I did. I've even drank a few of them. They're not good for you. It's full of sugar, sugar, sugar. It'd be much better for them to have a whole orange, or you take that orange and you squeeze the juice out, even though they don't have a lot. that's okay. It'd be better for them to ingest that and then have nothing else but water. Okay? Very important. White bread and pastas and non-whole grain cereals. These are all low in fiber. And you have to understand now, the grain refining process takes the outer coat, which is the bran, from the grain, which lowers the fiber content. So therefore, when they try to add things in, and you see the word enriched, okay? What they're doing is they're adding in some vitamins and iron, but they can't add in the fiber anymore. It doesn't work that way in how it's processed. So it'd be much better for you that if you want to make homemade bread, that you get your own grains and you grind them down, and then you make homemade bread with fresh grains. That would be the optimal best if you can. If not, be sure you're reading your label so you understand what it is, because just because it says on there 100% whole grain or a whole wheat, a lot of times that's not actually what's in there. How is it being processed? So do your homework. So my challenge for you is this. Look at your daily nutrition. Know your fiber intake and add in fiber where you need it. You can have carbohydrates, but one that you must add to your diet is a special carbohydrate. Go out and optimize your health, elevate your life. And if you want some help with that, you know what to do. Click on the link, take aim. I'm there with you. I'd be happy to go over with you the nutrition that you're taking in, maybe some ways that you can begin to streamline what you are putting into your body. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.